A Pennsylvania court has put new restrictions on Philadelphia's ability to seize property connected to alleged drug deals. The decision could cost the city millions of dollars. It could also put a West Philadelphia woman back in her home, as WHYY's Bill Hangley explains.
2 years ago, Elizabeth Young's grandson was charged with selling a few hundred dollars worth of marijuana. Soon afterwards, city officials seized her home in West Philadelphia, arguing that her grandson had used it to commit his alleged crimes. It's called civil forfeiture, and each year it generates millions in revenue for the city. But a new Commonwealth Court ruling in Young's case could set new standards for what can be taken from whom. Jessica Anthony is Young's attorney.
The main focus of the appeal in this case was that the taking of her house and the car were excessive in comparison to the gravity of the offense, particularly because there was no allegation that she was in any way involved with the underlying drug activity.
Anthony says her client now lives in another state, hoping the new ruling means she'll eventually get her house back. Property rights advocates hope this ruling pushes cities nationwide to rethink a policy that results in innocent people losing their homes. Robert Frommer is an attorney with the Institute for Justice in Washington.
What we and other property rights advocates around the nation have said is that if you suspect somebody of criminal wrongdoing, charge them, convict them, and then you can take their house using criminal forfeiture. But what you don't get to do is an end run around the Constitution.
Frommer says Philadelphia is among the nation's most aggressive users of civil forfeiture, bringing in about $60 million over the last 10 years. The district attorney's office says it uses the practice judiciously. Officials have 30 days to appeal the ruling. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.